The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name?' Then I will declare to them solemnly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you evil doers.' Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rains fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been built solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." When Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. The Gospel of the Lord. They were astonished at his teaching because he taught them as one having authority. How do we interpret that gospel for ourselves today? Well, just briefly going back to the time of when Matthew wrote this particular part of the gospel, he was talking about the people of his time and about those disciples who are trying to lead the people and so on. And he says, you know, many people talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. And that's true, very true in the church today too. The fact that you are ordained, or you're a priest, or you're a bishop, doesn't mean you have any particular spiritual charism. And there are many people, both in the church and without the church, lay people, who have many wonderful spiritual charisms. And the fact that you're ordained doesn't necessarily mean that you have a particular charism. But what it does mean is that when you're in a position where you're leading people, you've got to lead them more by what you do rather than what you say. It's very easy to judge people. It's very easy to criticize people. And I myself have experienced a lot of injustice in the church in my time as a priest. People being condemned in the wrong, not being given a fair deal, people being treated very unfairly, people who actually worked for the church being treated very unfairly. And also, I think anybody who works for the church has an obligation to live by what the church teaches. It's not just like any other job. Unfortunately, that too is not always true. And so, you know, we need to look into our own hearts. Do I just pay lip service to the gospel, or do I live the gospel in how I treat people, in how I deal with people, and how I live my life?